I first of all want to welcome all of you and tell you how tremendously happy I am to be here at this wonderful festival of inspiration. It is a great inspiration for me also to be here amongst you, and I will try my best to serve you, bringing some very interesting Krishna katha to you. Every day at this time there will be a discussion of one of Krishna's qualities. And I hope that after finishing this discussion you will all go home being able to not forget Krishna but understand him a little better. In the Vedic scriptures, before studying something, a mantra is spoken, and I want to speak this with you. In this mantra, we pray actually that Krishna may protect us, both the lecturer and the audience. And we pray that we will speak and listen with great energy so that our studies and discussions will melt our hearts and actually be fruitful. In this mantra we also pray that we will never quarrel with each other. So please repeat. Om Sahanav. If we want to know someone, we must know his qualities. If we want to praise someone, what will we praise? Only his qualities. Like yesterday, devotees on the stage expressed, "Oh, Radhanath Maharaj is so pure. Oh, Niranjana Maharaj is so compassionate to the devotees. Oh, Indradumna Maharaj is such a wonderful preacher of the holy name." These were qualities which told us about the person. Krishna also has qualities, and to study them will enlighten us about the nature of Krishna. But when we hear about Krishna's qualities, something very specific is arisen in our hearts. It is the taste of bhakti. Krishna bhakti. A person who sincerely hears about Krishna's qualities will definitely change his heart and feel the taste of Krishna. Our heart can be compared to a hot candle. It needs to melt. Our heart needs to melt in Krishna Bhakti. How will this transformation happen? Krishna has to come into our heart. Through what road will Krishna come into our heart? Through the road of attentive listening. This is Krishna. This is our heart. When Krishna comes into our heart, the heart will be transformed and will start to melt. The melting is the love, the Krishna prema. And sometimes Prabhupada says there will be tears in the eyes and crying. So to hear about Krishna is a very important devotional service to Krishna. When we hear about Krishna, we don't just look for entertainment, a new story, a new information. But we actually enter into the most essential devotional service, Shravanam, and later this will give birth to the second most important devotional service, Kirtanam. So I sincerely request you that you sit down here for service. The service of Shravanam. And you can't do service when you sleep. Only in Navadvip Dham, when you sleep, it is considered to be a full obeisance, but not here. But not here. So the first quality about which we want to hear today is prema vashya. That is, Krishna is captivated by love. Jiva Goswami explains that this quality, that Krishna is captivated by love, means that Krishna doesn't expect anything else except love. Jiva Goswami. And what this means is very nicely discussed by Srila Prabhupada. Prabhupada makes us aware of the point that Krishna does not become impressed even by the amount of fantastic and outstanding service, but he wants love in the service. Krishna becomes obliged by the loving spirit of the devotee, says Prabhupada, and not exactly by the service which is rendered. To make it very clear, it is the devotee's attitude of love for Krishna which impresses and fascinates Lord Krishna.
Именно любовь, которую чувствует по отношению к Господу, преданный и завораживает Кришну.
When you serve Lord Krishna, bring your mind with you, the loving mind. It's that love which you bring with you, which is ultimately what pleases Lord. Srila Rupa Goswami, in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, gives an example of a devotee who really only brought love to Krishna. His service was so insignificant that in some ways it could have been considered to be even a disturbance. Listen to the story of Sudama Vipra. He was a class friend of Lord Krishna who went with him to the same Gurukul in Avantipur, the Gurukul of Sandipani Muni, the teacher. Later, after the class, or after the education, he was extremely poor, and so poor that he was very skinny, not enough food. His good wife saw her thin husband and said, "You have forgotten, you have a rich friend in Dvaraka, Krishna, who can give you financial help." Go to Dvaraka. And it's necessary to give some presents, so I have begged some broken rice. Bring this along. Sudama went to the shore of the ocean. And in the distance, he saw the island with many palaces. When he went to the boatman to take him across, the boatman asked him, "Can you give, what is your payment?" And he said, "I have nothing, I can recite some shlokas for you." Oh, you brahmanas, come with me. Krishna and Rukmini received the poor brahmana Sudama very well. Krishna brought Sudama right into his bedroom and said, "So nice that you have come, sit with me on my bed." And you bring only friends into your more private parts of your apartment. There is a verse in the Bhagavatam which says that the lotus-eyed Supreme Lord felt intense ecstasy upon touching the body of his dear friend, the wise Brahmana. Yes. And Krishna felt so much love for Sudama that he shed tears of ecstasy. And he reminisced, "Oh, do you remember how we went to collect firewood for our guru?" "Yes," said Sudama. But most of the time he was so shy because Krishna had washed his lotus feet. Then Krishna, who knew everything, said, And have you brought something for me?
И тогда Кришна, который все прекрасно знает, спросил, а ты мне что-нибудь принес?
So Sudama had carried that rice like this under his arm. It was a long transport. Transportation. This rice was not sweet rice, it was sweat rice. Quite salty, not very tasty. And he really didn't want to bring it to Krishna. But Krishna just took it with his lotus hair. Oh, rice! Rukmini said, enough, enough, my lord! The Lord was eating every day the most choicest of foods. Not sweat rice. But see, because Sudama had love in his heart and love in his offering, the Lord accepted the love. My dear devotees, if you want your service to be accepted by Lord Krishna, there are two possibilities. Either you have love in your heart, or you offer it through a personality who has love in his heart.
No,
that's why we offer through our spiritual master. Because Krishna is only interested in love. He is not interested in the substances or money or whatever, but in love. Isn't that is a very solacing, but it's also a challenge. It means even if I can't offer any heroic service, Krishna will accept it, if it is offered with love. It also means, on the other hand, if I offer anything so bombastic, but I just do with pride, Krishna is not so interested. And the same holds true to his pure devotee. The same holds true for his pure devotee. The once God brother, whose name I will not say here, offered Prabhupada $50,000 like this, in a proud and arrogant way. Here I collected this peng. Prabhupada had accepted his offerings before, but this time he got up and walked out of the room and left the money. Prabhus and Matajis and skeptics. It is the mood that is very important. Therefore Krishna's name is Bhava Grahi Janardana. Yeah, Bhava means love. And Grahi means like the essence. Janardana means the Lord of all beings. So Krishna takes that essence of love when you offer your service. Now to convince you further, I will tell you my favorite Leela. It starts like this. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare Krishna. It's all right. I hope we are ready now for the pure souls, the Hare Krishna mantra. For the beginners, the pentagonic sounds. The time of New Year arrived in Braj. A time of festive joy. The gopis at that time were sitting at Maliharikund and stringing pearls to make different types of garlands which were going to be used for the new year. They were stringing pearls. Beautiful Radharani was in the midst. At this time Krishna came. Dear gopis, tomorrow is Diwali, the new year. Please, you have so many pearls. Give me 4 pearls. I want to decorate the horns of my favorite cows.
И Кришна пришел и говорит, копи, завтра Дивали, Новый год, у вас так много замечательных этих украшений, мне нужно взять несколько, чтобы украсить рога своим коровам.
The gopis were looking at Krishna from the side. And they were not answering.
И гопи так из-под бровей посмотрели на Кришну и не стали ничего отвечать.
4 pearls, said Krishna again. Yes. No answer. Are you too proud of your young beauty? And Lalita finally answered. Oh Siam, we think our pearls are too good for your cows. And the gopis smiled happily. Krishna knew they will not give me pearls. So he went to Mother Yashoda. Mother Yashoda, I want to plant pearls in the ground so that I have many, many, many more pearls than the gopis. Mother Yashoda said, this won't work. You can't put pearls in earth and then expect a pearl tree with pearl fruits. They come from oysters. But Krishna said, Mother, please give me. And he smiled. And what could Mother Yashoda do? She gave him a whole plate of pearls. And Krishna went to the Yamuna, found a beautiful patch of land and planted all the pearls in the earth. Then he sent his friends to the gopis to ask them for some milk to water his pearl seeds. But the gopis laughed. Let's take the milk from the cactus tree in the desert. The milk from our cows are too good for him. So Krishna again went to Mother Yashoda, the unfailing supplier of his desires. And and got the milk. And after the fourth day, plants came from the ground and grew violet flowers whose smell pervaded all of Vrindavan. The news were around, there is an unusual new flower tree which Krishna has planted. And when finally pearls, big pearls, grew on Krishna's pearl trees, crowds of Brijbasis were just standing and looking in total amazement. This is Krishna. Don't imitate him. Now a leela will start from here. Now a leela will start, which is very fascinating to hear. When you hear it, you will think, oh, it's about pearls. But really, the leela is all about love. Because Krishna wants only the love from his devotees, and the devotees want to lovingly serve Krishna. What will appear in one way to your mind has to be translated in another way so that you understand it. The gopis also came to Krishna's pearl trees. Big pearls like this. Big like mangoes. And the smell. To give pleasure to Krishna, they appeared or pretended to become very jealous. They made their little Ishtagosti. Then they said, we can also do this. And we will take double the land. We will invest all our pearls from our households. And there will be a pearl jungle. Finally, Lalita stopped the gopis. You fools. Think. How will pearls grow from earth? Krishna knows a Siddha mantra. You don't know this mantra. You will lose your pearls. So other gopis said, then we will learn the mantra from Nandi Mukhi, the disciple of Purnamasi, who knows all the mantras. So they all went to Nandi Mukhi and said, teach us the pearl mantra, please. Nandi Mukhi said, simple-hearted girls, the pearls were growing because of the natural richness of the Chintamani earth of Vrindavan. It is because of the earth that Krishna's trees grew. Oh, thank you very much, Nandi Mukhi, said the gopis. They put all their pearls into a doubly big land in Vrindavan. After 3 days of watering with the milk and ghee, thorn trees were growing from the earth of Vrindavan. And Krishna with his friends went next to it and saw the thorn trees. And the gopis were blushing and they said, they will come, the pearl trees. It is these are more valuable pearl trees, ours. Therefore, it takes more time, Siam. But after some more days, Radharani had to declare, yes, these were thorn bushes. By this time, the husbands of the gopis, the so-called husbands at home, were asking their mothers, where's our pearls and is all our milk and ghee? And the mother said, well, your wives took them and put everything on the ground. The gopis were horrified. Watch, gopis. We have wasted all our jewels and pearls away. There were rumors that Krishna had bribed Madhu Mangal with milk to steal the jewels or pearls and throw them in the Yamuna. So the gopis went to Krishna and said, Krishna, we have brought a lot of gold. Please sell us some jewels. We are in an emergency situation in our homes.
Krishna,
Krishna was sitting at a little forest cottage in his pearl garden, and he was very provokingly, you know, playing with his pearls. The gopis had come. Except for one. Radharani was hiding herself, hearing everything of the conversation from a hidden kunja, they call it, like a, you know, inside that, with, it's like a little house of flower trees. Krishna was sitting. Oh, my pearls are certainly more valuable than all your gold. And you wouldn't give me any pearls when I needed it only for my four horns of the cows. Do you see the monkeys there? They have pearl garlands. Because they love me more than you. All my cows have pearls. All my friends have pearls. I have many more pearls. But I will give them maybe to the birds. I don't need gold. I don't need gold. I don't need. Krishna was really making the gopis more excited. And this is how the gopis loved Krishna. And Krishna loved the gopis like this. Discussing. Loving arguments. Loving quarrels. Love has many ways. Teasing. So they were arguing back and forth, very clever arguments. Radharani heard all the arguments of her beloved Krishna. And then in hiding she wrote a letter. And put it in an envelope. Put a stamp on it, Yavat. That's the place where Radharani stays. Then one messenger came to Krishna. There's a letter from Yavat. Krishna said, this must be Radharani. He read the letter. Now, it is known that all the land of Vrindavan belongs to Radharani. Shyamasundara, you have grown some pearls. On my land. Now there's a little emergency amongst the gopis. We have to insist now that you pay your due taxes. Because it's not your land on which you have grown. It is my land. Pay quickly. Krishna looked at the letter. Tears of love went down his eyes. How clever Radharani is. Who could have thought of such an idea? Krishna immediately became highly irritated, nervous. Who says it's Radharani's land? I'm the son of Nanda Maharaj, the king of Vrindavan. It is the princess land. Then Lalita went to Krishna. You liar! Krishna was vibrating in loving ecstasy. You were personally present when Radharani was crowned the queen of Vrindavan. You wanted a service in her kingdom. And because all services were given away, you became the constable. This was true. Krishna had gone through the forest of Vrindavan and declared to everyone, Radharani is Vrindavaneshwari, the mistress of Vrindavan. He had danced in ecstasy to proclaim the glories of his dearest devotee. Radharani is Vrindavaneshwari. But he conveniently forgot that. He said, this is too much. Now, when you lie, he said to the gopis, then force has to be applied. When you take refuge in lying, then the justice can only be upheld by force. Then another gopi came with another letter. Siam, you have not listened to the second letter. Anyone who commits violence in Vrindavan is immediately expelled out of Vrindavan. Radharani, queen. Krishna was in ecstasy. And he said, anyways, I have more important things to do now. My cows, I have to bring them to Govardhan. The gopis also were highly satisfied. Understand, it was not about pearls, the Leela. It was not about wealth. It was about love. So Krishna went to one lonely place in Vrindavan. And the wonderful gopis picked up Radharani from her flower kunj and brought her to Malhari Kund. This place near Radha Kund. In the meantime, Krishna sat down, made boxes of gold, where he wrote down for Radharani, another box for Lalita, another box for Vishakha. He made many flower boxes. He made many individual letters he put in there. He sent his friends to deal, and he made, yes, pearl garlands and pearl ornaments and so on and so forth. When the gopis received these boxes from the friends of Lord Krishna. They send flower garlands back. And for many, many days they talked about the pearl pastimes. The pastime of love. Let us change the scene now. We are in Dwaraka, in one of the palaces of Krishna. Radhe, Radhe, Krishna, where's my flute?
Krishna,
Radhe, Radhe, where is my flute? Why do you always steal my flute? Satyabhama was resting next to Krishna. She woke up. There was Krishna talking in his dream. And the pearls. But my trees give better pearls than you have. Satyabhama shook Krishna. Who is Radhe? Do you know to play the flute? And since when do pearls grow from trees? Krishna said, Nishta, Nishta. Yes. Janisnam, I don't know. No, tell me, you always talk in the night. And Krishna said, okay, I will tell you. And he told Satyabhama this whole story. And after he had told the story, he said, I must go back to Vrindavan, where my devotees love me. Where I can play the flute. Here I don't like to play the flute because I might be embarrassed. No one understands me here. So to Vrindavan, Vrindavan. So then two days later Krishna went to Vrindavan. Because there is the divine pastimes of love. Yes, we want to learn Krishna love. If we want to get some, we want to melt a little bit our heart. How much more is there? then we can know about Vrindavan and read these wonderful narrations from books like Nectar of Devotion. Nectar of Devotion, we have. And the Priya Bhagavatamrita, Krishna book. So, Hare Krishna, this was the first Leela. How wonderful. Krishna has one potency, he makes the impossible possible. Yes. And Krishna is controlled by love. Hare Krishna. And only by love. Tomorrow we will hear one more quality of Krishna. We will actually hear a very wonderful quality. That is Krishna's gratefulness. But I need some, as you can see. One moment, please. Oh, yeah. I have actually 15 more minutes. This is very good. I was thinking 7 o'clock, but I want to see, do you have any questions regarding this quality of Lord Krishna? Actually, before you ask the question, I want to teach you something which we do in which one does in Vrindavan.
Jay,
Shri, Radhe, Shyam. Jay, Shri, Radhe. Hare Krishna. Now you are awake. Do you have any questions? Yes, please. Please speak in the microphone then.
Yeah, he says Krishna is in Vrindavan, which is a village, and there are cows, etc. But devotees usually live in big cities, so how can we understand this mood of Krishna living in Vrindavan, in a village?
Yeah. Prabhupada once said when a devotee goes to Vrindavan, he might not see Krishna, but the dirtiness in the streets. The rickshaw drivers who cheat you. The pyramids made by the pigs. This is called the perspective of Vrindavan from the eyes. In Krishna consciousness, there are many things which the eyes can't see. Therefore, we must improve the eyes and put spectacles on the eyes of the scriptures or the words of the devotees. For instance, I cannot read anything like this. But the moment I put my spectacles, I can very comfortably read. So you can see Vrindavan only if you put the spectacles, that is the perspective of the scriptures, on your eyes. Or hear the enlightened words of devotees. It's also said that Vrindavan is covered with a covering, almost like a mirror which is covered with dust. That's the Drishtaman Dam, the dam or holy place which is visible for the eyes. That's the covering of the holy dam. I don't want to hear sound so esoteric, but you can see Vrindavan only with the heart, not with the eyes. With the heart in which bhakti or devotional service is there. Once I sent a professor to from Germany to Vrindavan who was doing studies on Hinduism. He had big spectacles, thick like this. On the first day he was there, a monkey, jumped on him, stole his spectacles and banged them against the wall. The professor couldn't see with this any longer. But because he had heard some preaching, he had understanding. Oh, Krishna takes away my mundane vision. When you go to Vrindavan, mundane vision will not help you. Prepare yourself. When you are in the Dham, chant more. Read. Do slujba, service. Yasnam little Serbsky. So Serbsky is like Ruski, little bit. Yeah. Mal, little. So. Vrindavan. We cannot see with our eyes. You must become a. When you enter Vrindavan, first thing you must do is pay your full obeisances. Pray! I'm blind! My heart is not even there. It is covered. Srila Prabhupada! Radha Shyam Shunda! Open my eyes. You must do service in Vrindavan. Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati once said, Dham means Nam. That means the holy place becomes accessible by the holy name. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, the first form in which Krishna comes to a devotee in this world is by his name. He says there are only two spiritual factors in this material world. You and the holy name. You must meet Krishna and the holy name. You must in a way show Krishna that you want him. And that means you must stop your unattentive chanting habits. stop, you are unattentive. If you invite someone, and finally you hear the knock of his hand on your door, but then you think, oh, not too much, he might want to have something to eat, and you go through the window of your bathroom out. What is that? Why did you invite him? So when you chant, don't walk out of the toilet. Be there now. When you chant. Yeah. Then you receive Krishna. And then Krishna might give you Kripa, Naam Kripa. Only when you get the Naam Kripa, the mercy of the holy name, then you can hope that you can find, see, you understand something of Krishna. Hare Krishna. Thank you for your question. And my little my attempt to answer your question, I have thought, I have changed the program. Actually, tomorrow I want to make a very interesting Japa workshop with you. Yes, it will be 2 years ago we did one, but this will be entirely different. If you intend to come, then please bring your Japa Mala with you. Yeah. Also today, because some of you are a little sweaty, we will end the program now. That you have a little time to breathe fresh air and come to the next program. I know there is more questions, but we will. Some announcement is made. Yes. So wait for the announcement, please. And one more time, let us do what we have just now. I don't think you have learned it, but. The idea it must be done very loud, and the arms must go up. This is very important. The arms. Hare Krishna, thank you.